A moving exhibit now on display at Williams College recalls the atrocities of apartheid in South Africa. Multiple recorded voices and a constant drum of music eerily echo throughout Thompson Chapel on the Williams College campus. Television screens scattered amongst the pews play different video clips on a loop. The voices are those of people who told their experiences during apartheid to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which held hearings across the country after the official system of racial segregation was abolished in the 1990s.
I would like to tell you what happened.
Since there are 11 national languages in South Africa, each person was allowed to give and hear testimony in their own language. This created a jumble of translators, wires, and headphones. The exhibition, called Rewind, purposely includes headphones for listening. Here, an English speaker translates the testimony of a mother explaining how she came to know of her son's 1986 death by watching the news.
And one of the children was shown on TV who had a gun on his chest. Only to find out it's my son, Jabulani. I prayed, I said, oh no, Lord. I wish this news can just rewind.
The project is set to music composed by Philip Miller, who spent hours sifting through the commission tapes. The sound of rewinding videos is heard throughout the piece. With the help of Professors David Eppel and Brad Wells, the original 2007 project was partly commissioned at Williams. Then featuring a live choir, Rewind was shown around the world, including at Williams and in South Africa. The video version was put together by South African artists Gerhard and Maya Marks. One piece recalls the testimony of a man who received a bomb in the mail, set to the image of a smoldering envelope.
And it was addressed to me, and inside were two religious magazines, and the magazines were wrapped in plastic, sealed in plastic. So I ripped open the plastic, I took out the magazines, and I opened the English magazine, and the act of opening the magazine was the detonating device for a bomb. But because I was opening it on the down and a low angle, it blew off my hands. I lost an eye, my eardrums were shattered. I have often asked the question about the person who made it, the person who typed my name. What did they tell their children that night that they did that day?
Somehow, the man later says that he would be willing to forgive whoever sent him the bomb if he or she said sorry.
I'd love to be able to say to them, of course, I forgive you in that context. Thank you very much.
The commission also had the authority to grant amnesty for perpetrators of human rights violations if there was full disclosure by the person seeking amnesty. A warning, this next piece of testimony may be upsetting to some.
And then pull the bag over the person's head and twist it closed around the neck, in that way cutting off the air supply.
David Eppel, who worked on Rewind, is a professor of theater at Williams and a native South African who came to the U.S. in the 1980s. He recalls the reaction to the project of a Williams student who was born in South Africa after apartheid was abolished.
His response was the best. He said, perhaps if we listen to this, we don't have to rewind, we can go on. That was the response of one young man. I like to think that's true. I don't know if it is. But it's obviously a very moving piece. But there have been these truth commissions all over the world. You know, this one was probably based on the one in Chile. And who knows whether they are satisfactory things or not. Just because you say you did something, you get amnesty. I don't know. Nobody does. Is that good enough? I'm not sure. Neither are any of the creators of this piece.
Seven television screens showing segments of Rewind are also placed across campus as a way to disrupt people's everyday lives and recall what happened. The installation runs through April 17th. Nobel Peace Prize winner Bishop Desmond Tutu was the commission chair.
We have been moved to tears have loved, we have been silent, and we have stared the beast of our dark past in the eye, and we have survived indeed.
Reporting from Williamstown, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.